So I'm delighted to be joined by Flesh Creep, yes. James Jordan, and the wonderful Fairy of the Glitter Ball, Ola Jordan. Hello.
Hello, thank you.
Yeah, nice to see
He's
you.
He's not as bad. He's not that bad.
There were a couple of kids outside just by the stage door, and they wouldn't come up, and the parents were going, no, he's not that mean. It's not real.
I'll tell you what, I had a young lady sitting next to me in the auditorium, and second half, it's like the magic of Panto struck, and she was shouting and screaming.
Oh,
the magic was brilliant.
Yeah, it's good. I feel that this is one of those Pantos which is great for the kids, but also good for the adults. My parents came to last night's show, and they thought it was absolutely fantastic. Like, you know, they found it really funny, and obviously amazing dancing and singing and everything. So it is a full-on panto.
Yeah, it seems like everyone likes it. Depends what age they are. It doesn't matter what age they are.
And I love being booed.
Yeah.
I love it. Is that weird? I just like being booed.
We know that because we see your comments on Twitter. You are not afraid to say what you think.
I'm not.
But so I think you play the baddie like really convincingly, I have to say.
Do you?
I loved it. And I have to say, I said to you before, my favourite moment was when you were dancing to Tiny Dancer with your little Dancer. And you can show your Tiny Dancer that one day because that gave me goosebumps all the way up my arm.
It is actually really lovely. Yeah. It's quite an apt song. And we're out there behind the curtain in the cloud, so to speak, dancing.
It's actually because we're up behind the curtain, it feels like no one is watching
us. It's quite romantic.
I thought
only
the two of us.
Yeah.
That was a very clever bit of choreography because it seemed like you were in your own little beautiful world.
Yeah.
You were just peering in, and I got that, and I think a lot of people did. It absolutely made my Christmas to be thank you.
I think the magic of that scene, though, with the reveal, with the low smoke, it really does help it, and it brings it to life. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. It's really special moment.
Special moment for us.
Yeah,
because that'll probably be this will be the last time that we get to
dance together
before we have the baby. Yeah. As the two of us, it'll be three.
Because when I spoke to you before, a few years ago, you very kindly gave me an interview, and I know there was the plan to do the tour, and then you had your injury, and then time's gone on, and then we've had you being on Dancing on Ice, which I saw because I'm a big fan. And I think before you did that, people thought, well, he's a dancer. But Dancing on Ice is a completely different thing, isn't it?
It is. But, I understand why people perhaps would think, because you're a dancer and, you know, in the title, Dancing on Ice. But it is a completely different skill. Totally different. Of course, once I learned how to ice skate, maybe I had a slight advantage with how to move my arms, pick up choreography and things like that. But there were other people that were half my age.
Yeah.
That is a massive advantage as well. You get to a certain age where you become fearful of everything. So for me, every time I was ice skating, I come home, didn't I? And I said, I'm just so scared of falling over, and it hurts so much.
You could see that on your face, and you could see that. We did think that. We thought, he knows it all, but you didn't. And we could see how much you had to relearn and relearn. So we forgave you, and it was beautiful.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it was great that the public eventually, you know, really got behind me and I won. Because I never dreamt I was going to win because people were going to say, he's a dancer.
Well, that's it. They did. But you did it.
What about you, Ola? I mean, sitting at home watching that.
It was quite scary watching him. I didn't want him to get injured, and because he's hard. I've tried going onto the ice, and it's not for me, definitely not for me. So I was really scared for him, but he was amazing. I loved all his performances.
But more importantly, people have to come and see this panto. I mean, you said it was absolutely brilliant. Everyone keeps saying that. They said they've been the last 3 years to this particular panto at the Harlequin.
It got better and better as it went through.
Yeah, they're saying that I think the first half sets everything up, and then the second half is just literally full on entertainment.
Yeah.
You've got everything in it, brilliant singers.
Brilliant dancers.
Yeah, brilliant dancers and great comedians. It's very funny. I just think it delivers to everyone of all ages.
That's terrific. James and Ola Jordan, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Take care. See you soon.